Welcome to the Zen Brain Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Zen Brain Podcast, where we explore the intersection of mindfulness, technology, and authentic living. I'm your host, Michael, and today I have two special guests with me, Alice and Ken. Alice is an AI researcher and developer who will explain the technical aspects and benefits of AI writing tools. Ken is a writer and user who will demonstrate how he uses AI writing tools for various purposes. Welcome to the show, Alice and Ken.
Thank you, Michael. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thanks for having us, Michael. I'm excited to share my experience with AI writing tools.
Great. So let's start with the basics. What are AI writing tools and how do they work?
AI writing tools are software applications that use artificial intelligence, or AI, to assist you with writing tasks. AI is a branch of computer science that aims to create machines or systems that can perform tasks that normally require human intelligence, such as understanding language, generating text, or solving problems. AI writing tools use different techniques, such as natural language processing, or NLP, natural language generation, or NLG, and deep learning, to analyze, rewrite, or create text based on your input, goals, and preferences.
Wow, that sounds impressive. Can you give us some examples of how AI writing tools work?
Sure. For example, if you need to write an email, you can use an AI writing tool like Jasper to generate a personalized and professional email based on the recipient, the subject, and the tone you want to convey. Jasper will analyze your input and use NLP and NLG to write an email that matches your criteria. You can also edit or tweak the email as you like before sending it.
Now that sounds very convenient. What about other types of writing, like blog posts or resumes?
There are AI writing tools for those as well. For example, if you want to write a blog post, you can use an AI writing tool like AnyWord to generate engaging and relevant content based on your topic, audience, and style. AnyWord will use deep learning and NLP to research, write, and optimize your blog post for SEO and conversions. You can also customize or edit the content as you wish before publishing it.
Amazing. And for resumes?
For resumes, you can use an AI writing tool like Simplified to create a professional and tailored resume based on your skills, experience, and desired job. Simplified will use NLP and NLG to highlight your achievements, match your resume to the job description, and suggest keywords and phrases that will make your resume stand out. You can also format or modify your resume as you like before downloading it.
Incredible. It seems like AI writing tools can help with almost any type of writing. But how do they compare to human writing? Are they better or worse?
Well, that's a tricky question. AI writing tools are not meant to replace human writing, but to augment it. They can help you save time, improve your writing skills, and enhance your creativity. However, they are not perfect, and they still need human input, feedback, and supervision. AI writing tools are not able to capture the nuances, emotions, and context of human writing, and they may make mistakes or generate inaccurate or inappropriate content. Therefore, you should always review, edit, and verify the content generated by AI writing tools before using it.
I see. That makes sense. So AI writing tools are not a magic bullet, but a powerful ally. Thank you, Alice, for explaining the technical aspects and benefits of AI writing tools. Now let's turn to Ken, who will show us how he uses AI writing tools for different writing tasks. Ken, can you tell us what kind of writing you do and how AI writing tools help you?
Sure, Michael. I'm a freelance writer and I write for various clients and platforms, such as blogs, magazines, newsletters, social media, etc. I use AI writing tools to help me with different aspects of my writing process, such as brainstorming, outlining, drafting, editing, and proofreading. AI writing tools help me write faster, better, and more creatively.
That sounds awesome. Can you give us some examples of how you use AI writing tools for each aspect of your writing process?
For drafting, I use AI writing tools like AnyWord or Jasper to help me generate some content based on my outline, such as the introduction, the main points, or the conclusion. I don't use them to write the whole article, but to get some inspiration, suggestions, or examples. I also use them to generate some quotes, facts, or data that support my arguments or claims. For example, if I want to write a sentence about the benefits of podcast scripts, I can use any word to generate some possible sentences, such as podcast scripts can help you improve your communication skills, increase your confidence, and reduce your stress levels. Podcast scripts can help you create a consistent and professional podcast, attract and retain your listeners, and grow your audience and influence. Podcast scripts can help you plan and organize your podcast, deliver your message effectively, and engage your listeners emotionally.
Those are some good sentences. How do you choose the best one?
I usually choose the one that fits the context, tone, and purpose of my article and that reflects my own voice and opinion. I also use WordTune to help me tweak or refine the sentence as I like.
I see. And what about editing and proofreading?
For editing and proofreading, I use AI writing tools like Grammarly or Simplified to help me check and improve the quality, accuracy, and readability of my article. I use Grammarly to check for grammar, spelling, punctuation, and style errors, and to get suggestions on how to fix them. I use Simplified to check for plagiarism, SEO, and conversions, and to get suggestions on how to optimize them. I also use Simplified to format my article according to the platform I'm writing for, such as a blog, a magazine, or a newsletter.
That sounds very helpful. So you use AI writing tools for every aspect of your writing process, but you still write your own article. How do you balance the use of AI writing tools and your own writing skills and creativity?
That's a good question. I think the key is to use AI writing tools as a tool, not a crutch. I use them to help me write faster and better, but not to write for me. I use them to enhance my writing skills and creativity, not to replace them. I use them to generate ideas, suggestions, and examples, not to copy or plagiarize them. I always review, edit, and verify the content generated by AI writing tools, and I always add my own voice, style, and personality to it. I think AI writing tools are amazing, but they are not a substitute for human writing.
That's a very wise and balanced approach, Ken. Thank you for sharing your experience and tips on how to use AI writing tools effectively and ethically. I'm sure our listeners learned a lot from you. And thank you, Alice, for explaining the technical aspects and benefits of AI writing tools. You are both very knowledgeable and helpful. And thank you, listeners, for tuning in to this episode of the Zen Brain Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it and found it useful. If you have any questions, comments, or feedback, please feel free to reach out. We would love to hear from you. And don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review our podcast on your preferred platform. It really helps us grow and reach more people. And stay tuned for our next episode where we will talk about how to meditate with AI. Sounds intriguing, right? Well, you'll have to wait and see. Until then, stay mindful, stay curious, stay Zen. This is Michael signing off.
Thank you for joining us today. I invite you to take a moment and bestow upon us the gift of your feedback. Hit that follow button and let your voice be heard in the comments. Your engagement is the lifeblood that keeps this vessel sailing through the uncharted waters of the mind. So, until we meet again in this sacred audio space, may your mind be clear, your heart open, and your spirit ever soaring. Farewell for now. Thank you.